This is the Shannon Joy Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Hello, world. It is me, Shannon Joy. This is the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting from the Joy Virtual Studio here in beautiful, beautiful upstate New York, the Finger Lakes region. It is Friday. Thank you, Jesus. We have so much to get to tonight on the program. I have a lot of stories here. I've been wanting to do this for the past couple weeks. The assault on children continues in the United States of America and across the globe, not only in terms of their bodies, the push to force vaccinate, to mandate vaccines for the little ones, but also their souls. And I am seeing so many headlines that are, quite frankly, so disturbing about the sexual abuse of children. Horrific story out of Scotland that we are going to get to a little bit later in the program. A demonic cult, it seems, of men and women, 11 in total, absolutely tormenting, torturing, and abusing little children sexually as part of their cult. For over 10 years, the allegations are so disturbing out of Glasgow in Scotland. And there are so many headlines, the pushing of the sex ed curriculum, the sexualization of little children at such a young age in so many school districts across the country as part of the core sexual curriculum. We're seeing this not only in the US, but across the globe as well. And I wanna start today with a revelation. Libs of TikTok, I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with this Twitter account, millions of followers. It is a young woman, anonymous, out of the United States of America. She simply goes on to TikTok, which is a social media app aimed at children. Most kids have a TikTok account. It is for the younger generations. I don't have a TikTok account. I'm an old fart, I suppose. Facebook and Twitter is for the old people. But they target young children. And this is where educators in the United States of America, kindergarten, preschool, up through the 12th grade, come and talk about their curriculums. They talk about what they're doing in their classes. They're talking about the sexualization of young children. And it's insane. And so Libs of TikTok has done this enormous service. She simply video records what they're doing on TikTok and then plays it on Twitter, and the outrage ensues. This came from Erie, New York, which is a neighboring town. They are about an hour and a half away from me. In fact, I know some of the parent organizers in Moms for Liberty who have a chapter in Erie, New York. And this came out of Erie, New York. This is from Libs of TikTok. This is a licensed counselor and sex therapist now advocating for what she calls MAPS, M-A-P. Remember this terminology. It is the normalization of pedophilia. It is the normalization of sex between adults and minors, some as young as 6 months old, which we revealed on my radio program with absolutely disturbing, demonic audio about 6 months ago. A professor out of Fredonia, New York, again, about 1 hour from where I live, normalizing and talking about the appropriateness of sex between adults and babies as a matter of academic theory, trying to normalize that. We are dealing with some seriously wicked, wicked, evil, and I think demonic inspired activity. These people are dangerous to children. They are predators, and they're occupying some of the highest offices, high places, wickedness, evil in high places. From Jeffrey Epstein and his little black book to Pedophile Island to the insane efforts by the FBI, the Department of Justice, the United States court system to hide the names of the individuals who were actually serviced by Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. The sex trafficking, the human trafficking in the United States of America. Very wicked, very wicked. And we're gonna look at some of these stories. I have a whole stack of them today to try to articulate and demonstrate how evil and wicked this is. They are coming after the children. It is so disturbing. And we're gonna look into it. But I wanna start with this audio that was released by Libs of TikTok, licensed counselor and sex therapist now advocating for what she calls MAPS. It is a terminology that you will become very aware of because they are now trying to normalize the criminal, demonic, evil act of sex between adults and little tiny children. It's incredibly disturbing. Here is the audio.
I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and sex therapist in Erie, Pennsylvania. And today I want to talk about minor attracted persons. And I want to talk about minor attracted persons because they are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture. And most folks are making incorrect assumptions about them without actually knowing much about them. And those assumptions create harm for an already marginalized population. You may have noticed that I'm using the term minor attracted persons, sometimes abbreviated to MAPS, instead of the more commonly used term pedophile. And I'm doing this because the term pedophile has moved from being a diagnostic label to being a judgmental, hurtful insult that we hurl at people in order to harm them or slander them. I also prefer person first language that recognizes that any label we might apply to a person is only part of who they are and doesn't represent everything that they are. We are all people first with many different facets or parts of ourselves, and this includes folks who are attracted to minors. So to start with, let's talk about what a minor attracted person is or who they are. This term simply means that the person has an enduring sexual or romantic attraction to minors. They've not chosen this attraction, just as the rest of us have not chosen whatever our attraction is. You don't get to choose to be heterosexual or to be gay or whatever you are, and you don't get to choose to be a minor attracted person. Some minor attracted persons are attracted to a specific age range of minors, while some are not. And some minor attracted persons are exclusively attracted to minors and are not attracted to adults at all. Some minor attracted persons are also attracted to adults.
And so there we have it. It's a 2-minute clip from a licensed sexual therapist and counselor for children in Erie, PA. It was exposed on Twitter by Libs of TikTok. They are a must follow. The handle is at Libs of TikTok. And we are now seeing the mainstream normalization of pedophilia, the sexual abuse of children. And this is the dark, deep core, unfortunately, of the LGBTQ+++ movement, the political organization and the political agenda that seeks at its very core, the very nature of this movement is to destroy the traditional nuclear family, man, woman coming together, committing to each other for life, procreating, having children, and acting as the protectors of those children. And this is always an object of attack, the family, by any totalitarian culture or totalitarian organization, because if the family is eliminated, then individuals will not have that safety structure, the safety net, and the role that a family plays. And they will need to rely on and depend on more heavily government organizations and institutions. You also have those disconnected bonds. If you have individuals isolated from one another, including isolated from their families or the family destroyed, then it is easier to control them. It is easier to manipulate them. You see it with any abuser, any groomer, in any type of relationship. One of the hallmarks is isolating the victim from their friends and families. They are easier to control and easier to abuse. Take that and apply it on a macro level if you're dealing with mega maniacal control freak lunatics. At an institutional level, it is very important to destroy the family. And those of us who have talked about this in terms of LGBTQ+++, the agenda, the politics, have said this for many years. It is indeed a slippery slope. And when you say to people they can choose their sexuality, which is interesting, it's so hypocritical, right? Or they can't choose. They will say, this sex therapist from Erie, New York, will say with a straight face that you cannot choose your sexuality. You can't choose it. You're born with it. It is built into your DNA. You either like men, or you like women, or you like both, or you like animals, or you like babies and children sexually, and you can't change that. You can't alter it. You are born that way. She will tell you with a straight face a minute later that you can choose your gender. You are born with a penis or a vagina, but you can choose actually what you are, boy or girl or something in between. So you can't choose your sexuality, but you can choose your gender, which is insane. These people are insane. That being said, I do know and have friends who are or who happen to be gay or lesbian. And I can tell you, I have no say in how they live their lives, and I don't want to have a say in how they live their lives. In fact, there are many gays and lesbians who are adamantly opposed to the LGBTQ+++ transgender pedophile agenda. They see it for what it is. In fact, there is a Twitter account, Gays Against Groomers, another excellent resource, an organization that came together to push back against the abuse of children under the guise of allowing people the freedom to live their lifestyle in any way that they choose. Now, as a Christian, I have biblical views also about homosexuality. And those are privately held religious beliefs that I practice. That doesn't mean that my neighbor can't practice whatever they believe in, as long as they're not hurting people. That's the difference. As long as you're not grooming children and abusing them, tormenting them and torturing them. Now, this woman said this with a straight face. This new move to legitimize and normalize pedophilia, the act of sex between adults and children. And amazingly enough, all of this seems to be coming out of my own backyard here in Rochester, New York. Insane professors out of Fredonia. I played the audio of one of the most insane, demonic, disturbing conversations I have ever witnessed, an academic conversation between a professor and a quote advocate talking about engaging in sexual intercourse with infants and saying that it is okay. It's just a lifestyle. In fact, back in the day, tribal communities and, you know, pre-Western civilization, it was normalized, right? And certain cultures just do this. And oh, by the way, children are sexual beings. Children are born as sexual beings. Therefore, they should be engaged in sexual activity. That's the thesis. That is what all of the LGBTQ plus agenda rests upon. The work of Alfred Kinsey, an evil, demonic monster of a man who has an institute named after him in the United States of America to this day. He wrote the book Sex in the American Male, Sex in the American Female in the 1950s, prior to the sexual revolution. It was widely disseminated. He was hailed as the father of the sexual revolution, the scientific underpinnings of the sexual revolution and the advent of LGBTQ. And he was a monster. He was a monster and a pedophile, and he abused children. He was psycho, by the way. I'll do a show on Alfred Kinsey, actually. Actually, I have a show for you. When we come back, we're going to discuss this further. We're going to look at some of these headlines. This is a thing. This is coming, and we need to push back like hell. We need to stop being afraid of being called a homophobe or a transphobe or having people yell at us, and we need to stand the hell up and push back on this hard. This woman's a monster. Shaved head, by the way. She looks, I mean, they all do. We'll be back in a moment right here on The Shannon Joy Show.
You should hear what Brian McClain is talking about.
The fallout, the supply chain, the financial fallout, this stuff is all just marching onward, all completely marching onward, all in the name of defending the perfect utopian democracy that exists in Ukraine. That's what we're told they have, and we all have to suffer at the pump. We have to suffer via supply chains. We have to suffer watching hyperinflation happen and recession set in while we send billions of dollars over to support the utopia of Ukraine. Mm-hmm. All right.
Brian McClain on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
We believe in patriotism. We believe in our country. For 100 years, veterans have been impacting our nation through the American Legion. Learn more at legion.org/we believe.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Democracy in action. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
At TNT, we never stop. We never stop telling the truth. We never stop reporting the truth honestly and with integrity. And we never go home. We are the little radio station that could at TNT Radio. We never go home 24/7. Monday through Sunday, we are committed to bringing you our take on the biggest topics of our time. We broadcast live 24/7 online globally, no matter what. We've got you covered at TNT Radio. It is me, Shannon Joy. It is Friday, thank you, Jesus. And the demons persist. They will not stop. It will only get worse. They are worse. They are taking the masks off. I mentioned in the last segment, Alfred Kinsey. He is widely hailed as the father of the sexual revolution. And he did in the 1950s many, many years of studies on the subject of sex and the American male and the American female, wrote books to that topic. In the course of his study, he deployed pedophiles, had them report back to him on the sexual tendencies of babies and children. Some 400 children subjects, some as young as 6 months old, were brought to orgasm by these pedophiles. They were timed and they were sometimes, I believe, videotaped. And the data and the information was submitted to Alfred Kinsey in the conduct of his studies. He essentially contracted with pedophiles. There are accusations of pedophilia himself. Wild accusations about Alfred Kinsey. He is indeed a monster and a demon. He contracted with known pedophiles and asked them to abuse infants as young as 6 months old on a regular basis so that they could submit information to him for his study on child sexuality. And indeed, when stimulated, these infants would orgasm. It's disgusting to talk about. They are not meant to be sexual objects. But see, it was very important for this monster demon, this vile, vile, wicked cretin who is rotting in hell tonight as I speak to you. It was very important for him to have the data necessary provided by those pedophiles so that he could write a study and so that he could tell the world that children are sexual beings. See, that's the core underpinning. He found scientifically that children, according to him, are sexual beings. Now, just because their organs work a certain way and there's a biological response to stimulus does not mean that kids are sexual or that it's appropriate to have sex with children. But that's the science behind it. That's the quackery behind it. This man has an institute named after him in the United States of America. His books are read, his studies are read in sexual studies in universities across the country. And this horrid, evil, vile mindset is then exported in American public schools and then exported out to the rest of the world. Vicious, vicious, evil. 60 years, and this man has still not been condemned by academia, the media, institutions, politicians, and government organizations. His institute should be burnt to the ground because it's the core of everything. The thesis is because children respond biologically to sexual stimulus at birth, essentially, then it should be practiced to engage sexually with children. And because there are no rules, because there is no right or wrong, everything is just a feeling, it's a preference, you can't control it, it's animalistic, there's no moral judgment to it. Men love men. No one should tell you who to love or who can't love. And if a man wants to love a baby in a sexual way, well, then we should celebrate that. That's what they're saying, these sick, twisted, demonic monsters. This should be normalized. I will go back and pull up the show that I did. It was on my United States radio show about maybe 4 to 6 months ago of these monsters, the professor at Fredonia, speaking in a similar way as this woman, the MAPS, minor attracted persons, trying to normalize and laugh about. You could see them almost licking their chops, these disgusting freaks, in the conversation about the new frontier of sexuality and adult child sex practices. Sickening. I'll pull it up, I'll find the link, and maybe we can run it here on TNT so that you can hear it for yourself. Sickening. I'd also invite you to go to The Shannon Joy Show. TheShannonJoyShow.com is my website. And featured on the front page of my website, I've had it up now for many years. I did a show 5 or 6 years ago. If you want to learn more about Alfred Kinsey, the vile, evil, wicked monster, I did an entire program from Kinsey to kindergarten. And I link the findings of that monster, Alfred Kinsey, to the creation of comprehensive sexual education in the United States of America that's being pushed out in many school districts across the country. And you can listen to that podcast on-demand and commercial free. I can also provide that to TNT as well if they want to feature it on my page. From Kinsey to kindergarten, we have been reporting on this topic on the Shannon Joy Show for almost a decade. Before anyone in conservative media was talking about it, before anyone in the mainstream was talking about it, we saw it coming. We saw it coming. And there's only one end to this. The end is the complete normalization of sexual practices between adults and babies. That's what they want. That's why they're blurring the line. That's why there are no lines. That's why they're trying to make it so confusing. And the people who are pushing this don't even know they're doing it. They've been groomed themselves. They've likely been abused themselves. They've been subjected to this psychological manipulation through education, under the guise of education, sexual studies. It's been normalized to them. They are desensitized to it, the people teaching it, but they're damaged. They should be nowhere near children, nowhere near children. You've heard on this program, I've talked about the outrageous number across the US of arrests and indictments of teachers, counselors, coaches across the country for violently sexually abusing little children in public schools. This is where they're accessing the children. And the kids don't know the difference. They don't know what boundaries to put up because they're being taught about graphic sexual concepts starting at 4 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old. They don't know what the boundaries are, and that's exactly where these perverts want them. Unbelievable that this is where we are in our culture. We are about to normalize and celebrate the vicious, vicious abuse of babies and children. We've got to stop it. We'll be back in a moment right here on TNT.
This is James O'Neill with a check of today's headlines. Author Salman Rushdie was stabbed on stage in upstate New York 33 years after he was threatened with death by Iran for writing the book Satanic Verses. Donald Trump claims it is a hoax to suggest FBI agents were looking for documents related to nuclear weapons. Thames Water has texted customers in North London, Oxfordshire, and Surrey warning them of low pressure, dry taps, and rationed bottled water if they need it.
Are you enjoying listening to TNT Radio?
Do you think we're doing a good job?
Then please let us know. Why not leave us a like or a positive review or comment on Facebook, Gab, or Getter? Help us get the word out as we cover the biggest topics of our time on today's news talk, TNT Radio.
Shannon, you're being hyperbolic. Shannon, you're lighting your hair on fire. This isn't really a threat to children. These are just lunatics on the fringe. This isn't really happening. Oh, really? You know, I get this all the time. Oh, wow, that's terrible what that teacher or sex therapist or professor said. In fact, it's disgusting, demonic, and vile, but that's not really happening. That's just some weirdo. It's an isolated event. This is what regular people will tell you when they don't want to address the truth, and they don't want to address the truth about the LGBTQ plus agenda because they're afraid of being called a homophobe. They're afraid of being canceled. They're afraid of not getting invited to the right woke parties in their neighborhood because they don't like gays. No one says anything because they're afraid of being called these names. We've got to get over that. We've got to get over that really fast. The way that I do it, I separate individuals from movements. There are certainly individual gays and lesbians who would be appalled by all of this and who live their lifestyle in the way that they choose, and they do it very quietly, and they don't make it their entire identity, and they don't try to smack people over the head with it on a daily basis and force them to accept it, even if it violates their religious beliefs. Okay, there are plenty of gays and lesbians out there who operate in that fashion. I don't have a problem with you. In fact, I'm friends with some of them. That is completely different than LGBTQ+++++, which is funded and perpetuated and pushed out by sick, evil bastards, monsters, who have way too much money and way too much time and really disgusting habits, okay? Totally different. So do not come at me with bigot. Do not come at me with homophobe or transphobe. I reject it whole cloth. I do not hate people. I am not a hater, and I will not allow myself to be categorized in that way. And that's the demeanor that we need to take with people when they try for 1 second to castigate us in that way. We are standing up for children. We're standing up against evil. We believe in liberty. We believe that people have the right to choose how they want to live their lives. The Bible, in fact, all natural God, the creator of the universe in Genesis, created mankind, man and woman. He gave us free will, the choice to obey him or disobey him, to love him or hate him, to follow him or to reject him. So even as Christians, if Almighty God gives us the choice how to live our lives, and that's not without consequence, but we do have that choice, well then, as a matter of government and systems and societies, we should give all people the right to choose what they want to believe, how they want to live their lives, the religion they would like to pursue, the belief or the mindset. We believe that. However, if you harm another person, or you get up in their business, or you harm a child, that's when all bets are off. You do not have the right to extend out of your space, your lifestyle, and impact other people to their detriment. You do not have the right to have sex with babies, you lunatics. Is it obvious how I feel about this? Am I getting my point across? Much of this is happening because people are afraid of being called homophobe or transphobe or a bigot or a Bible thumper or prude. This is why they get away with it. Because we're afraid to stand up, and we have to stop being afraid to stand up. And so for those who think I'm being hyperbolic, that this is just academic, these are just weirdo monsters talking about the conception of adult sex or adult child sexual relationships, I just want to point you to some of the headlines. We're going to get into this now. This is insane. 11 Scots, this is from Scotland, reporting from Daily Record UK. 11 Scots accused of a child sex abuse ring allegedly involving witchcraft. 7 men and 4 women are facing a 14-page indictment listing 43 different charges during a hearing at the High Court in Glasgow on Monday. We hear very often of these kind of things, these types of things. The Epstein case comes to mind. Child sex trafficking. Jeffrey Epstein, quote unquote, committed suicide in a federal prison. He was the ringleader, the trafficker, Ghislaine Maxwell, now sentenced to prison for her role in arranging for child-adult sexual relations for the highest of the high, the millionaires and billionaires, statesmen, rulers, politicians, judges, a whole black book of contacts. Of men and women, mostly men, abusing children. And so the sex traffickers, the middlemen, have now gone to jail. But the people who actually engaged in the practice of pedophilia have gotten off apparently scot-free. The courts aren't interested. The Department of Justice in the U.S. is not interested. Politicians aren't interested. No one's interested in knowing who is in that little black book. And the reason is because there are really big names, Republicans and Democrats. It indicts the unibrow, both sides of the corrupt political parties. That's why they protect it. You get this? Are you hearing what I'm saying? I don't think it's a stretch to imagine that the Democrats and Republicans get along so nicely because at the highest level of office, at the most elite, the people who are running the party, they keep each other's secrets. You don't think blackmail plays a role in politics today? Coercion? You don't think that's happening? That's the only thing that makes sense. The only way to make sense out of this madness is to accept the premise that people at the highest level of political office, not just in the U.S., but across the country, have engaged in some of this, have done illegal things, have done potentially horrific things to children. We know that Jeffrey Epstein had thousands of hours of secret videotapes from his various disgusting sites that have been acquired by the FBI, Department of Justice. Yeah, we'll never see the light of day. Why? So we hear about this. We all kind of acknowledge it's probably happening, but here in Scotland, we see it. 11 people accused, and I want to know who these people are. I want to know if they're formally well-respected members of the community, where they come from. I hope there's more reporting on this. From the Daily Record UK, this is hard to hear. 11 people accused of taking part in ritual child sex abuse in a ring that allegedly involved witchcraft, seances, Ouija boards, and serious allegations of violence, sexual violence, and neglect. 7 men and 4 women. A 14-page indictment listing 43 different charges during a hearing at the High Court in Glasgow last Monday. The accusations mainly center around 3 young children, 2 girls and 1 boy, that were somehow acquired by this satanic cult between January 2010 and March of 2020, 10 years. There are various addresses listed in areas of Glasgow. So these children were passed around, it seems, to different homes for 10 years by these 11 individuals. In the claim, it is alleged that the trio, the children, were raped at various times while some of the groups chanted, clapped, cheered, and verbally encouraged each other as they were raping the children, and that they video recorded this ritual that was happening. One of the girls was said to have been shut in a microwave during an attempt to kill her. A young girl stuffed in a microwave in an attempt to kill her by these monsters. It is alleged the children were forced to take part in satanic seances and they were made to kill animals. They list the name of the men and women, all between the ages of 38, the oldest 50 years old, but mid-40s. Sick people. They face charges of neglect, and the accusations features a claim that they got a young boy to courier control drugs on their behalf as well. It is said the 10 of the group, apart from Forbes, assaulted the oldest girl to the danger of her life starting when she was 6 years old. This included running a wheelchair into her legs and also putting a black plastic bag over her head, affecting her breathing. So it appears that, I don't know if it's, they say, assaulted the girl to the danger of her life. So that could maybe be attempted murder. I'm not sure about the legal terms in Scotland, but it would seem to be some type of attempted murder in this case. The girl was also allegedly made to eat cat food as well as take drugs and alcohol. One of the young boy, it is alleged in the indictment, says he was put in a bath which he was told was filled with blood. They are also accused of attempted murder of the younger of the two girls, starting when she was just weeks old, a baby. Young girl allegedly hung by her jumper from a nail on a wall. This is horrible. Horrible. The murder bid charge. So yes, they're charged with murder. Finally claims the girl was pushed into and trapped inside a microwave at one occasion, an oven at another occasion, a fridge, freezer, and various cupboards. The prosecuted state that the 11 are said to have gotten the boy and the older girl to take part in satanic seances and use a Ouija board to call upon spirits and demons. You question me when I call this demonic. We are not dealing, this is bad. This is bad. And we are allowing this spirit to emerge into our larger culture. They are telling us that this is about inclusion and equity, tolerance and diversity, and it is not. It is not. It is a grooming process. LGBTQ, Pride Month, Pride Week, all of it is a grooming process to desensitize our culture to evil. We have got to stand up and say, oh, hell no. And if that means that you are called a bigot or a homophobe or a transphobe, so be it. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of them. I'm standing in the light. We're standing in truth. We're protecting children. Don't be ashamed of that. Don't stand down from that. We have to stand up for these children. This is just one example. There's more. When we come back, we'll look at the systemic grooming process in public schools. We're going to show you exactly how they do it using the Portland Central School District in Oregon as an example when we come back right here on The Shannon Joy Show.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
Julian Assange dared to expose the truth. He dared to expose war crimes and corporate corruption. And he's now a political prisoner while the mainstream media censors and distorts the true story. In May 2019, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, Nils Melzer, published a scathing condemnation of the injustice inflicted on Julian Assange. Melzer said, quote, "In 20 years of work with victims of war, violence, and political persecution, I have never seen a group of democratic states ganging up to deliberately isolate, demonize, and abuse a single individual for such a long time, and with so little regard for human dignity and the rule of law," unquote. And Melzer said, "This can only be described as psychological torture." Years later, Assange still sits in jail with barely a whimper of protest from the so-called free media.
Some children don't have what other children have. Some children don't get regular meals. Some children don't have a place to live. Some children don't have a safe place to go to sleep. All until something changed. Someone cared. Someone cared enough to give them a chance. A healthy meal. Someone cared enough to give them a safe home. Cared enough to give them a warm bed. Someone foster cared. Truth is, there's lots of kids in need and not enough care. If you're ready to be the care in foster care, call Barnardo's on 1-800-663-441. because every child needs a champion.
So, you support green energy? Ask yourself this. How many native birds were killed by wind turbines today? Protect humanity and stop the green madness. Today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
This headline dropped this week in the United States of America. Georgia couple charged with using their adopted children to make child porn. Walton County Sheriff's Office raided the home in Loganville July 27th on reports that a man there was downloading child porn. It turns out, after interviewing this suspect, who wasn't identified at the time, police said they learned that there was another suspect in the county who was producing homemade child sexual abuse material with at least one child who lived in the home. Around 11:30 p.m., the same night, and they executed a search warrant in Oxford at the home of William Dale Zulock, 32, and Zachary Jacoby Zulock, age 35, a married, apparently gay couple. Walton County's Division of Family and Child Services joined deputies in responding to the home to help protect the two little boys who live there. During their search, deputies found evidence the pair, who were the children's adoptive fathers, were engaging in sexually abusive acts and video documenting the abuse, the sheriff said. Early the next morning, the Zulocks were both booked in Walton County Jail, both men charged with aggravated child molestation, the sexual exploitation of a child, and enticing a child for indecent purposes. William Zulock was additionally charged with child molestation. It's just this past week. We have gone through the stories of the pedophiles, the groomers, and the abusers running rampant in American public schools. So what is happening in our schools? The push continues to adopt the radical groomer comprehensive sexual education curriculums in school districts across the United States of America. And this was a fantastic expose in City Journal by Christopher Rufo, a must follow on Twitter. Christopher Rufo, City Journal here in the States. They are going after hardcore radical sex ed in the agenda that is being pushed into school districts across the United States of America as they further try to normalize sexual communication, contact between adults and children. See, that's the beginning. A creeper in preschool talking to preschoolers about sexual preferences. Not appropriate. It's grooming. So he went in, deep dive, and was able to obtain documents that have now been deleted by officials in the Portland Central School Districts after they were exposed. The city's public schools teach kids K through 5, kindergarten through 5th grade, to subvert the sexuality of white colonizers and begin exploring the infinite gender spectrum. Rufo obtained a cache of documents from a source inside the Portland Public Schools that exposes the nature of this curriculum. I'm going to get into this a little bit deeper so that you guys can get the full scope of what's going on. The lessons seek to turn the principles of academic queer theory. Remember, this is Kinsey. I mentioned Alfred Kinsey at the beginning of this program. Everything rests on his theory that children are sexual beings from birth. Therefore, they should be engaged in sex in whatever way they feel pleasure from at a young age, probably infancy, if you were to really ask them. Okay? The lessons, and this is queer theory. This is LGBTQ+++++, the political and academic agenda, the grooming agenda. Again, separate it from the gay person that you know that is not involved in all the politics. And most of them are, but there are many who just want to be left alone, okay? You got to separate the agenda, the groups, the movement from individuals. And that's the way I've been able to best navigate this throughout the years. The lessons seek to turn the principles of academic queer theory into an identity formation program for elementary school children. It has been adopted in many of the district's K-5 classrooms. The premise is simple. Listen up. This is what it is. Number one, privileged white heterosexuals have created an oppressive gender system in order to dominate racial and sexual minorities. So, the nuclear family, heterosexual relationships, having children, this is an invention, apparently, of white racist colonizers. Because there were no families, apparently, among African American people or early American Indians, I guess. The curriculum explains gender is colonized, and Western societies have used language to erase alternate sexualities. When white European people colonized different places, they brought their own ideas about gender and sexuality, the curriculum reads. That's insane. Men and women have been having sex and identifying as men and women for 4,000 years of human history. In every society, in every culture, transgenderism is as a normalized idea is exclusively 21st century crazy, okay? Because we've just gone lost our damn minds in this century. It doesn't matter what culture, African, South American, American Indian, it doesn't matter anywhere. Go back 4,000 years of human history. There was always man and woman. All shades of skin color. So this is insane. Native American tribes, guys, had men and women. The Egyptians had men and women. Ancient Rome had men and women. There were cross-dressers from time to time, and there were, you know, but this is the fact that this was just white colonizers is insane. When the United States was colonized by white settlers, their views around gender was forced upon the people already living here. Hundreds of years later. So they're saying Native American tribes didn't have men and women. This is so stupid. Hundreds of years later, we think and talk about gender, and it's still impacted by this shift. There was no shift. We make certain that our curriculum is LGBTQ+++ inclusive for students who identify as transgender, gender nonconforming, gender queer, and queer to create a safe and inclusive environment for all of our students. The curriculum begins in kindergarten with an anatomy lesson featuring graphic drawings of children's genitalia. I posted this on my social media website. It's pornographic. It's something you would see in Hustler magazine of a young child, a young female child. I can't even describe. It's graphic of a young female child's genitalia shown to kindergartners. Graphic images of male genitalia for kindergartners. And he has the pictures, he has the slides, he has Christopher Rufo, who wrote this story, all of the receipts, so to speak, which is why they went in and deleted everything. But that's not going to be the end of this. I would tell the parents to call the police and have these administrators and sex ed teachers arrested. And if they don't arrest him, at least file a criminal charge. Go in and file a claim. We should do that. We should be filing claim after claim after claim. We should be going into the sheriff's departments and police departments in our local communities. If you find these books, these curriculums, these pictures, this is child pornography. This is child pornography. You should go down to the police department and file a criminal claim against the health teacher if they put this in front of kids. If they have intimate conversations with kids about sex, you need to go down there and file a claim. Regardless of whether they arrest, regardless if it goes to trial, it doesn't matter. We need to do this en masse. This needs to become a movement across the United States of America. Unfortunately, it's the worst here. If you're listening to my voice across the globe, we're exporting this to all of you. This sick, twisted philosophy and agenda. The lesson avoids the term boy and girl in favor of gender neutral variants, person with a penis and person with a vulva. Because according to the curriculum, some girls can have penises and boys can have vulvas. Any gender and kid can have any type of body. That's in kindergarten, guys. And it gets worse. We'll continue this next week. We'll do a little more of this. I'd like to get Christopher Rufo on the program. He is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and he's doing such good work. This was like a bomb on Portland School District. They're going to get in trouble for this. There are going to be lawsuits here. God bless him for exposing this and getting all of the receipts. But we have got to push back on this. And people are. People are. We're going to do this. We're going to continue on this theme next week. Really glad to be with all of you guys this week on the show. Loving my time here at TNT Radio. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm going to unplug myself and kick back and enjoy the weekend, not think about politics for the entire weekend. We'll come back on Monday. We'll do it all again right here on TNT Radio.